We are all prone to disappointment. However, as a child of God, as a woman of God, a believer in Jesus, you have a resource in God's Word that can bring you comfort, clarity, and healing in every situation. So if you have been dealing with some disappointments and you are ready to get in the presence of God and start decreeing and declaring some things over your life to have a breakthrough, then I suggest you stay with me today. Before we dive in, I just want to invite you to something that I am doing first time ever. If you have been disappointed, struggling with your weight, haven't been able to really break that number on the scale, or just sick and tired of the hamster wheel starting and stopping, and you're ready to get some real strong strategy in this for yourself, then you are invited to a 20-minute weight loss strategy session with me. It's the first time I'm offering this, but I want to do it to just give back to you guys. So if you have not had a weight loss strategy session with me yet, because I can only do one for you, then I suggest you jump in and get that now. All you have to do is click the link in my show notes. It will take you to my website. And from there, you're just going to send me an email saying, I would like my 20-minute weight loss strategy session. And then we will set up a day and time to get that going for you. So be sure to do it today. Grab your spot. There's only a few of them. So jump in there. Hey, woman of God. Are you sick of fad diets that only get you temporary results? Are you looking for a simple, foundational, faith-based weight loss framework that will fit into your busy day so it becomes a lifestyle? Are you ready to break free from binge eating, overeating, sugar addiction, self-sabotage, and the battle with your scale? It is time to let the chain breaker Jesus move mightily into your weight loss journey. I'm Andrea Lynn. I am so excited that you're here with me on Christian Women's Weight Loss. I remember what it felt like to be 75 pounds overweight, exhausted, overwhelmed, riddled with poor self-esteem, low self-image, and unworthiness, until I was radically saved by Jesus and He made everything new. With 20 years of experience and numerous certifications in fitness and nutrition, I'm here to teach you everything I know about food and fitness while making faith your primary drive as a busy Christian woman wanting to lose weight and keep it off. If you're ready to let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside out while getting your body, which is God's vessel, healthy so you can rise up and live out the calling that God has on your life, you're in the right place. May the Lord give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart that's pleasing to Him, along with a body that will be transformed for His glory. Let's dive in. All right, let's do this. Are you ready? I know I'm ready. I love worship and Word Wednesdays. Listen, like I said, we're all prone to disappointment. And sometimes, actually a lot of times, your weight loss journey brings a lot of disappointment. And this is why we want to give up and throw in the towel too much, too often. And so I just want you to hear what I have to say, and then we're going to dive into prayer together. But God doesn't tell us to walk in the world by our feelings. If we did, boy, oh boy, would we be in trouble. And I know before I was radically saved by Jesus, I was doing that. And I was a hot mess. If we walk in the world by our feelings, we are bound to be hurt and disappointed. Because, listen, you and I both know we live in a fallen world. It's broken. What we choose to do with the hurt and the disappointments, that choice will either allow you to grow stronger in your walk with the Lord or walk wounded in the world. Ultimately, you have a choice. So what is your choice that you're going to make today? You see, God makes it possible to walk through these disappointments in our life, all of them, especially with weight loss. He makes it possible to walk through the disappointments with a knowledge that His provision works for us. I think we forget that when we're walking in a weight loss journey, that we forget that God's provision works for us. We have to choose to use the ones he has given us, okay? How do we know what that is? Go read the word. Get in that word every day. As a woman of God, you are not defined by your past. You're not defined by your failures. You're not defined by your disappointments. You're not defined by the fact that you have been trying to lose weight for 5 years, or since your child has been born, or the last month, or the last 2 years, and you have felt like a failure. You are not defined by that. You are born again, made new, and have a bounty of heavenly promises that are awaiting you. Do you know this? If not, I pray that you get that revelation right now. You may suffer disappointment. Remember that as a child of the King, because you are, it is maybe just a momentary bump in the road. Okay, maybe it's a little bit of a weekly bump in the road, maybe a little bit of a monthly bump in the road. Man, sometimes I get a little tongue-tied. Anyway, you can choose to allow the bump to either derail you and walk wounded, or you can claim your heritage as a woman of God, child of God, daughter of the one true King, and move ahead in grace. With that being said, I suggest if you have not joined me on a Worship and Word Wednesday yet, this is the time where we're gonna come together. Where two or more are gathered in His name, there is power. So the Lord had showed me to do these Worship and Word Wednesdays so we can come together in agreement. We can come together to just seek His face and be in His presence, and then decree and declare His word over our lives so that we can get the results we are looking for. And I truly believe that you're going to get those results not only in your weight loss, but other areas of your life, because God doesn't just pick one. He blesses us abundantly. So if you need to go in your prayer closet, let's go. If you need to go in your bathroom, let's go. If you need to go in your car, let's go. If it's nights outside, put your headphones on and bring me outside and let's go sit on a tree stump, okay? But let's do this together, undistracted, just a few minutes. Let's go get in the presence of God and really start to receive the transformation that He has for us. Let's start with magnifying Him, exalting Him, lifting Him up on high. You can repeat after me, or you can just add in whatever your heart is calling and wanting to express to the Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, I exalt you. Above every name, Jesus, you are exalted, Lord. Lord, I lift you on high. My eyes are fixed on you, Jesus. Oh God, above all my problems, above all my concerns, all my worries, you are high and lifted up. I magnify you, God. I magnify you in my problems and my concerns and my worries. You are magnified. You are most holy. You are my holy majesty. Jesus, you are my King of kings. You and you alone, Lord, are worthy of my affection. You and you alone, Lord, are worthy of my attention. You and you alone, Lord, are worthy of everything. I give it all to you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Jesus. I bless you. God, I lift you up, highly exalted over my life. You are highly exalted over all of my concerns. You are highly exalted over all of my tribulations. You are highly exalted all of what feels like problems. You are highly exalted over everything that feels like stumbling blocks. You are highly exalted over my food, over my meal plans. You are highly exalted over my exercise. You are highly exalted over my body. You are highly exalted over all plans to lose weight and keep it off. You are highly exalted over all plans of my life, in all areas of my life, Lord. Lord, you are undefeated. Lord, you have the power. Lord, you have the might. Lord, you have all the wisdom. You have all the wisdom that I need. You have all the wisdom that I need in every area of my life. You have all the wisdom that I need to be a good caretaker, a good steward of the body you have given me. Lord, I just lift you up. God, I adore you. Oh God, I worship you, God. I worship you. I worship you with every part of my being. Lord God, I worship you with every cell in my being. You have all my attention right now, God. You have all of me, God. I give you all my attention. All my focus is on you, Jesus. My eyes are fixed on you, Jesus. Jesus, you are the author and finisher of my faith. I lift you up, God. I lift you up, Jesus. I glorify you. I magnify you. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome in my life. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome in my body, which is your temple. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome in my marriage. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome in my parenting. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome in my finances. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome in my journey to lose weight. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome in my meal planning. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome in my meal prepping. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome when I am walking. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome when I am on that treadmill. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome when I exercise. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome in my home. You are so welcome in every area of my life. I give it all to you. I lift it up to you. I surrender it to you. I glorify you. I magnify you. There is none like you, Lord. I worship you with every part of my being. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Heavenly Father. I worship you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Let's just move into giving him thanks, because the courts of thanksgiving open the gates of heaven. So let's gratify him right now. Gratitude for the Lord Jesus opens the door to glory, unlocks the door to his presence, and we want his presence right now. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for keeping me every day. I thank you for keeping me another day. I thank you, Jesus, for breath in my lungs. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus, for my children. I thank you, Jesus, for the children maybe that you're still wanting to have, that you're still going to have. Thank him for those children still to come. Thank you, Jesus, for my car, for my transportation you give me. Thank you, Jesus, for my spouse that is here in my life. And if you don't have one yet, thank him for the spouse that is to come, that godly spouse that he is bringing you. I thank you, Jesus, for the financial abundance that you are bringing me, that you have brought me, that you have given me to eat. I thank you for the things that I don't even choose, Lord, that you're just making a way for them in my life. I thank you, Jesus. I'm just so thankful for your Heavenly Father. I am thankful for the Word of God. I am thankful for everything you've spoken into my life. I am thankful that I am your child. I am thankful that I am the daughter of the one true King. I am thankful for everything that you have done for me. I am thankful for what you're doing in me. I am thankful for the trials and tribulations of my life, because they brought me closer to you. I am thankful for the trials and tribulations of this weight loss journey, because they were refining me under fire like you do. You refine us under pressure and under fire. And I am thankful for you. I'm thankful for this fire. I am thankful for the pains. I'm thankful for all of the trials and tribulations, Lord. You know why? They brought me closer to you. You know why? Because you knew that the trials, the hardships, the tribulations, the pressure of this world would drive me right into your arms. And I am thankful for that. I am so thankful that you have taken me into your arms, that you took me under your right hand. I am thankful that the world is really hard, and that the world does not give me anything I need, but you do. I am so thankful for all the people that have hurt me because it drove me right into the throne room with you, God. I am thankful that people have rejected me because it taught me your acceptance. It taught me how deeply you love me. It taught me who I am as a daughter to you. I am so thankful. I am thankful for my past. I am thankful for right now what I'm going through. And I am thankful for the future and what you hold for me in my future. I am just so thankful for you. I am so thankful to you. Jesus, I'm so thankful. Holy Spirit, I'm so thankful. Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for the Trinity of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're just going to move into our decree and declarations, but you know, we don't just pull this out of the air. We're going to pull this out of the Word of God, and we're going to speak it over ourselves. So we're pulling from Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So right now, Lord, we just thanked you. We open the gates of heaven through thanksgiving. So we are asking right now today that our requests be made known. Lord, you do not give us a spirit of fear. You say, do not be anxious about anything. So today I decree and declare over you, woman of God, that all anxiety be gone in the name of Jesus, and that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding surround you and envelop you in every part of your body, every cell, every organ, through your blood, in every part of your brain. You are encompassed and enveloped by the peace of God, because this is what God says. And your heart is guarded and your mind is guarded in Christ Jesus. Decree and declare it right now over yourself. And in Romans 8:28, it says, and we know that for those who love God and all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And woman of God, I decree and declare right now that you are called to serve the will of God and his purpose, and that all things right now are working together for good, for the will of God that God has for you. Decree that and declare that, woman of God, over yourself right now. And in John 16:33, it says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So woman of God, decree and declare again that I have peace in Christ Jesus. I have peace. I decree and declare the peace of God in my life right now. I have peace right now that I know I need to lose weight. I know I need to lose that 75 pounds, that 40 pounds, that 50 pounds, that 10 pounds. But I have peace because God says it so, that I do not have to walk in the tribulations of the world, because I am a child of God, and he came to overcome the world. And because of that overcoming, I can walk in peace in this journey. I decree and declare it over myself, over my life right now. I decree and declare that when it comes time to exercise, I have peace. I decree and declare that when it comes time to meal prep, I have peace. I decree and declare that when it comes time to walk into a room where I am tempted by the devil through sugar, that I have peace and I overcome it, because Christ Jesus overcame it for me. And I walk in this word of truth now in the name of Jesus. And so let's go to Habakkuk 2 verses 2 through 3. And it says, and the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. So right now, woman of God, decree and declare that you have a vision. You have a vision. God gave you a vision to get your vessel in order, to get your vessel healthy. Make it plain. It's on the tablet of your life. It is written in the book your vision. And with faith right now, with faith, you see that vision. And this vision is given to you. The Lord will give it to you. He says it will surely come. It will not delay. So see it in faith. See it in faith. The eyes of faith that God has given you. Decree and declare, I will release that 30, 40, 50, 100 pounds because God says it will be so, because my temple is his temple. My temple is his body, and he will make it so. It will surely come, says the Lord. Decree that over yourself now. And in Proverbs 16:9, it says, the heart of a man's plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. So right now, decree and declare right now that your heart and your vision that God has given you is your plan, but the Lord establishes your steps. And because your body is the vessel of the Holy Spirit, you submit to his voice right now. I decree and declare that the voice of the Holy Spirit is so loud in me that it directs, that he directs my steps. He directs my steps in this journey. He directs my steps so that I know what I need to do each and every day. He directs my steps when I'm walking outside, when I'm counting those calories, when I'm doing those steps. He directs my steps, not me. And I turn it over right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare all of these words. These are the words of God, woman of God. These are the words of God, not mine, not yours. So decree and declare them over yourself, over your life. Know that they are truth. And when you say yes to the truth of God, the word of God, all things are made new. And he prospers you abundantly, woman of God. So right now, I just pray, Lord Jesus, you gave us these words to speak. You opened the gates of heaven for us to sit with you, to be in your presence right now. I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of God. I feel the peace. So Lord Jesus, thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace. And whatever storm that we're going through, we feel your peace. Thank you for touching us so that we can continue to strive for the vision that you've given us, to lose the weight, to have a stronger relationship with you. And that in this weight loss journey, it's like heavenly sandpaper. It's refining us so that we can have a stronger relationship with you, so that we seek your face more, so that we can see you, hear you, know you better than anybody else in this world. Lord, touch the woman on the other end of this speaker. Touch her heart. Change her heart. Heal her body. Lord, I command all spirits of pain to leave her now in the name of Jesus. Lord, everything that's been attacking her on her weight loss journey, I bind it in the name of Jesus and cast it out. Surround her with your heavenly armies so that she can have some respite and she could hear your voice so that you can guide her in the next steps that she needs to take. These disappointments, woman of God, are only here to bring you closer to your God, to Jesus. Holy Spirit, bring health upon her. Break her free from all sugar addiction. Break her free from all food addiction. Break her free from overeating, binge eating, or gluttony. Right now, in the name of Jesus, heal her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So can you just take a moment before maybe you want to end this podcast, but praise him. Praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And even though you haven't seen it in the natural yet, it is really important that you put your worship on, your worship music on, and you dance around and you praise him and you sing to the Lord. I don't care if your voice doesn't sound good. That's a lie from the enemy. Sing to the Lord. He wants to hear your voice. So right after this podcast ends, I just want you to take a moment, put on your favorite worship song, dance around, clap, stomp your feet, sing as loud as you can, and praise Jesus for what he has done for you. He has done it for you, okay? Woman of God, praise him. When you praise him in the natural, the devil don't like it. So we want to praise him and praise him and praise him. Yes, Lord, thank you for that 75-pound weight loss. Thank you for setting me free from that sugar addiction, the binge eating, the gluttony. Thank you so much for setting me free from my childhood trauma that's been driving me to eat or driving me to food. So just take a moment and praise him like never before. You got that? I'm going to shut this off right now, and I'm going to praise him also. So put on that favorite worship song and start dancing around just like King David did. Look like a total crazy person, but you're praising him because you're crazy for the Lord. Amen? All right, go do that. I love you, and I am looking forward to Friday's episode. I'll see you then, or you're going to listen to me then. I won't really see you unless you're in my Facebook group. So go join that if you're not. Love you. Before you go, if you have been transformed or blessed by this, please subscribe, then go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review. It is the number one way that you can bless me and get the word out there to other women who are also seeking. Screenshot your favorite episode, share on your social media feeds, be sure to tag me, and I'd love to connect more often, so join my Facebook group. Until next time, remember God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you, my sister in Christ.